You're listening to SBS News.
A commemoration ceremony was organised on Sunday for a 19-year-old Afghan migrant who died as he was trying to cross the French-Italian border. Ahmed Safi was hit by a truck and two cars on a highway in Ventimiglia in Italy on November the 7th. His death is reviving the question of migrants arriving in Europe and the diplomatic crisis between Italy and France on the issue. Tensions between the two countries rose as a maritime rescue ship carrying 230 migrants docked in France after Italy refused to let it dock. The Ocean Viking disembarked passengers from Eritrea, Egypt, Syria, Bangladesh, Pakistan and other nations, including 57 children, the youngest of whom is 3 years old, and more than 40 unaccompanied minors. Giorgia Meloni, Italy's new prime minister from the far right of politics, says it's only right that other countries in Europe should help bear the burden.
I wonder if it is believed that Italy should be, by everyone else's choice, the only possible port of disembarkation for migrants arriving from Africa. I believe that this is not right. And when somebody says that Italy has not been willing to behave like a responsible European state, look, I can state that on the same day that the Ocean Viking was being discussed, Italy disembarked 600 people.
L'Italia ha fatto sbarcare 600 persone.
France, meanwhile, has reinforced border controls, causing long lines of cars at the border with Italy. The border's often been a flashpoint of the migrant debate, with makeshift camps giving shelter to migrants who try to cross into France after arriving in Italy. 500 extra officers will impose what the government is calling serious passport controls in retaliation for Italy's delays in helping humanitarian ships that rescue migrants in the Mediterranean. French government spokesman Olivier Véran says it has no issue with the Italian people, rather the Italian government's stance on refusing to allow migrant boats to land.
Les Italiens sont nos amis, nos
the Italians are our friends, our neighbours, our brothers. Italy is France's second economic partner, and every day there are tens, hundreds of thousands of French and Italians who cross the border from one side to the other to go and work on one side or the other, and our families are deeply intertwined. It is certainly not a question of incriminating Italy or the Italians. We denounce a unilateral, unacceptable, unpragmatic, inefficient and unfair decision on the part of the current Italian government calling for European responses.
Italy kept four migrant boats at sea for days until finally allowing three to disembark last week and forcing France to take in the Ocean Viking. France has suspended its participation in a European redistribution programme. Olivier Véran says Italy is stepping away from a European agreement.
Italy is not keeping a commitment that is fundamental to the European solidarity mechanism. We won't keep our intended part, which was to welcome the 3,000 migrants currently on Italian territory.
Meanwhile, the Pope has stepped into the debate as the Vatican celebrated the Catholic Church's World Day of the Poor by inviting hundreds of poor and homeless people and migrants into the Vatican for a special mass and luncheon. Pope Francis denounced what he called the sirens of populism and called for a renewed commitment to helping the poor, homeless and migrants amid the migration debate.
Anche oggi, fratelli e sorelle, vediamo sollevarsi popolo contro...
Today also, brothers and sisters, we see people rising against people and we see the widening of conflicts with distress, the tragedy of war that provokes the death of many innocent people and multiplies the poison of hate. Today also, much more than in the past, many of our brothers and sisters, sorely tested and disheartened, migrate in search of hope. And many people experience insecurity due to the lack of employment or unjust and undignified working conditions. And also today, brothers and sisters, the poor are the most affected victims of every crisis.
Giorgia Meloni says that she is looking for a common European policy to defend the continental borders from African migration. Alan Lee, SBS News.